The theme for this house is plants and people, and amongst our staff this is known as the Tropical Aquatic House, quite appropriately, because water is the medium of life, and variety is the key to life. So here is a house that combines an equatorial pond, surrounded by a wide range of tropical rainforest plants that are the basis of the lifestyles of the peoples who live in the rainforest, and indeed the source of some of the dominant crops that are utilised by peoples right across the globe. Here you'll find rice, bananas, sugarcane, coffee, cocoa, rubber, all of which are parts of the global economy, and more local sources of carbohydrates, tapioca, taro, yams, that are the basis of much of the tropical diet. Almost half the world's tropical rainforest is to be found in Central and South America, with Brazil having more than any other country. There's a further quarter to be found in Southeast Asia, particularly focused in Indonesia and into Malaysia. And the remainder is to be found in Africa, with some of the best examples remaining in eastern Madagascar. Tropical rainforests combine the benefits of warmth and high regular rainfall with long periods of strong sunlight all year round. So it's a place for rapid growth. There's been a hotbed of evolution. Nutrient cycling has made it the world's most diverse type of land ecosystem. And the plants to be found range from the tallest emergent trees to clambering vines, or climbers, as I should more diversely call them, lianas that hang and scramble up the branches, perching plants that are to be found high up in the branches, and a bizarre range of ground cover herbs. Every available gleam of sunlight is captured. These plants have evolved many of their structures to maximize their ability to grasp just a little bit of that source of life. Every trunk is a potential growing place for other plants, and all of this contributes an enormous variety of foodstuffs, not just for humans to consume, but for a rich variety of animal life to survive amongst.
And if we were out there, there'd be a lot more noise than there is here, but we can share a little bit of the actual noise of a rainforest.
Listen carefully, and you may pick up the hum of the cicadas. The screech of bird life. Or the singing tones of tree frogs.
Entering 501 will let you join David Mitchell again with more thoughts on how this house recreates a tropical rainforest climate.